Is this Evan? Look at
yeah.
Evan.
Okay, hi.
Very good. Stick your phone. Make it clear. A little muffled.
It's good.
Oh, I'm good. Can you hear me?
That's clearer. That's
Hello?
Clearer. Hey, Evan, tell us all about it. We're so excited. We can hardly contain ourselves.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Ion, everyone. I didn't know if I was going to make it on because the show was wrapping up soon.
You have to. Come on. Yeah. Honey, you always looked after us. Jump in here.
Surprises with your topic, Kevin.
Yes, okay. Yes. Well, I wanted to go back to Moses, and I wanted to know what he went through to regain his power. What turned his hair white?
He didn't regain his power. He lost his mantle. But you're talking about the step when he did get it?
Yes.
When he did lose his hair? Oh, okay. What happened when he was exposed to, of course, you say, the Holy of Holies, that place of the power? Yeah. And that's what we're talking about for you, darling. Now, on the esoteric side, you've done this already. There's no question for you taking your power back. No question. You got that down. No problem. But yes, we're trying to catch you up with the real power behind that so then you won't have to have that issue. Moses had the same kind of issue. He was all that in a bag. Like you, Moses was all that in a bag of chips. He was all that. So are you, darling. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to slide this to more closer to Aaron's side. Because what really happens in this process, when he went white, when he was in the Holy of Holies, as it were, what happened was it was a shock and awe that it basically moved him or shuffled him as close to the throne that you can get without ascending. And so they wanted the law, the rules and regulations. He was against that totally, but they demanded it because they said, well, Pharaoh was our God, so we need a new, who's our new God? Then they said, well, God damn, who is God? And then they thought, well, so Moses took the step. He didn't feel worthy. He had questions. He had doubts. He was a murderer. He knew he had cultural problems in the transition of the thing that he had taken over. But he did have a way with Joseph, and that's what got them grains that Pharaoh had, you see, because he got separated from himself, too. We don't want to go the long road around this. We'll give you the short version. Once that acclimated place of power was so exposed in his meat set body, his hair could no longer hold its color. It went away instantly. And it was also prescribed in the Maccabees and some of the other levels from those books of Moses that didn't get included, that it was as though it was a maturing effect. He had a glow, he had a hone, but he looked older, but it was had a hone to his skin, almost as if you had made the corpuscles and the blood radioactive kind of a thing is an example, extreme example, but it gives you a touch of what's going on. So that shake of that power was more, if a little man had done that straight out, it would have killed him. They'd have been called up, taken up, zap, it would have got him, gone. But because it was Moses, he was able to take it, but it did take its toll on the meat sack.